on One Love Radio to present it. I'm Naomi Chisamwanza. Stories making headlines. 60th President of the Republic of Zambia, Edgar Chagwa Lungu, dies at age 68. Zambia Must Prosper gives Attorney General 14 days to withdraw Bill 7. Congo, Chad, Eritrea, Sudan, and Somalia hit by U.S. travel ban. Copper princesses ready to work. Now the news in detail. Chawama, Member of Parliament and daughter to Dr. Lungu, Tasila Lungu Mwansa, has confirmed the sad development of the passing on of 6th President of the Republic of Zambia, Edgar Chagwa Lungu. The former president, who has been receiving specialized treatment in South Africa, died today, Thursday, 5th June 2025, at MedClinic, MedForum Hospital in Pretoria, South Africa.
Inshallah, the Amin, and with profound sorrow that we announce the passing of His Excellency, Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu, 5th President of the Republic of Zambia, who departed this morning at 6 hours at MedForum Clinic, a center in South Africa. My father, President Lungu, had been under medical supervision in recent weeks. His condition was managed with dignity and privacy, with support from all well-wishers. In this moment of grace, we invoke the spirit of one Zambia, one nation. The timeless creed that guided President Lungu's service to our country. In time, the nation will be informed, to be informed of other nations. Thank you. God bless you.
And lawyer to the family, Makebi Zulu, confirmed the sad development but stated that members of the family were in the process of being informed. President Edgar Lungu served as Zambia's 6th Republican president from 26th January 2015 to August 24, 2021. Details and funeral arrangements will be communicated later. Zambia Must Prosper President Kelvin Walyafube KBF says he has given Attorney General AG Mulilo Kabesha 14 days to remove the published draft Bill 7 of 2025 from the public domain and ensure it does not proceed to Parliament with effect from Wednesday, June 4, 2025. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka, Mr. Walyafube says, following a later address to the AG, if he does not respond positively to the call, the party will take legal action against the ongoing constitution reform process. Mr. Walia has also accused the new Dawn government of enacting laws aimed at rigging elections. He alleges that the reason for Bill 7 is that President Hakainde Hichilema is fighting for political survival, claiming that the president is trying to use the law to create a dictatorship. Mr. Walia has since stressed the need for Zambians to be consulted throughout the entire constitution reform process.
We, as I've told the Attorney General here, have given him 14 days to remove this from the public domain and ensure that it doesn't visit Parliament. We have issued this warning and we have issued this timer. After 14 days, if the Attorney General does not respond favorably, we are going to take up legal action. Phase one. We shall go to court. We shall put the Zambian courts on trial. Let the Zambian courts agree with the executive if they want and be against the people. If they make any funny rulings from there and accept and agree with government, Phase 2, there shall be peaceful demonstration. We shall picket the streets and we shall also picket Parliament so that we know they are not going to pass that law. If they overcome us there, Phase 3, we are going to mobilize the Zambian people and ensure that we vote this government out of power. But this is what happens after Phase 3. If all these avenues fail, after Phase 3, we get power. We are going to ensure that anybody who was part of the voting in Parliament, part of the lawmaking in court, we shall follow you.
The Ministry of Justice has successfully completed an extensive multi-stakeholders consultative awareness and sensitization tour across 6 provinces, engaging citizens on the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill 2025. In a statement, Ministry of Justice Principal Public Relations Officer Joe Nkandani says the primary objective of their tour was to interact with all the people of Zambia and gather their views and feedback on the 13 proposed provisions drawn from previous constitutional review commissions and other constitution review processes. The proposed amendments aimed at enhancing inclusivity, democracy, and good governance in Zambia. Mr. Nkandani says the minister visited central, northwestern, Luapula, northern, Muchinga, and eastern provinces, respectively. The ministry is pleased with the overwhelmingly positive reception from chiefs, other traditional leaders, civil society organizations, CSOs, the media, and the general public in all the provinces visited. Recognizing the importance of diverse opinions in a democratic society like Zambia, the ministry recognizes that while all voices matter, the will of the majority of Zambians must ultimately prevail. Mr. Nkandani says the Ministry of Justice is delighted that the feedback received from the six provinces indicates strong support for the proposed clauses in the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill 2025, particularly the clauses that will empower historically underrepresented groups, notably in Muchinga and Eastern provinces. There was widespread support for increasing the representation of women, youth, and persons with disabilities. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, says it is concerned about the recent decision by resident doctors to withdraw their voluntary medical services in public health facilities. In a statement, MQHZ Director General Queen Smwabu says the development poses a significant threat to the quality of healthcare services in Zambia, particularly for the most vulnerable populations. Dr. Mwabu says the institution fears that the withdrawal of resident doctors will strain the already overburdened health system, leading to reduced access to essential healthcare services, increased morbidity and mortality rates.
We are requesting that His Excellency President Mr. Harald Ntilema intermata and direct the Minister of Health to prioritize the welfare of healthcare workers and the patient they serve. We urge the President to take immediate action to resolve this crisis and ensure that our healthcare system continues to provide essential services to those who need them most.
Opposition Golden Party of Zambia says their ruling party's politicizing of Kulima Tower bus station in Lusaka is bad for the local governance of the country. In a statement, GPZ President Jacques Silavwe says peaceful political activities must be kept out of the bus stations and that what was bad for the PF must not be tolerated. He urged the drivers from Kulima Tower bus station, who are UPND charged, to do their political activities away from the bus stations.
I urge the drivers from Kulima Tower bus station, who are UPND charged, to do their political activities away from bus stations. UPND cadres have already established a bus station at Hero Stadium. Surely we cannot afford, as a nation, to turn public spaces into political zones. This is unacceptable. President Ntilema and the UPND leadership must walk the talk and show leadership and stop this according to their pronouncements. Ruling opposition party, political activities in bus stations and markets remain repugnant to the majority Zambians. Sanity must be restored.
We now take a break. Stay tuned.
Listen to One Love Radio Main News.
Of course, there's too much corruption.
At 8 hours.
Yeah, well, the question is, because people just deliver according to what people want, let them know that we voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips, call +211-22-4404. Or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
International news. United States of America President Donald Trump on Wednesday resurrected a hallmark policy of his first term, announcing that citizens of 12 countries would be banned from visiting the United States, and those from 7 others would face restrictions. The ban takes effect Monday at 12:01 a.m., a caution that may avoid the chaos that unfolded at airports nationwide when a similar measure took effect with virtually no notice in 2017.